One of the masterworks of world theater is performed in PS21's beautiful rural setting, which echoes the themes and images of the play. In The Cherry Orchard, Anton Chekhov masterfully moves between the comic and tragic as the play explores the profound, heartfelt complexity of the characters' responses to radical changes in society and their circumstances. Here to tell us more about the PS21 production and Walking the Dog Theater, we welcome David Anderson, Nancy Rothman, and Judy Grunberg. A great pleasure to have you all with us once again. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here, Joe.
Well, David, let us talk, let's begin with you. What led you to direct The Cherry Orchard?
Oh, a love for Chekhov. We just did Chekhov in the City, Chekhoveka, off-Broadway, earlier this year, and I just directed before this, The Three Sisters, so it's the year of Chekhov for me.
Yeah.
I'm completely smitten. So it might be Chekhov from now on, just only Chekhov.
Well, there's a way to stay
check
employed.
Check off the list.
Yeah, check off the right. list. Right. Wow. Nice, Judy. Good.
Thanks, Joe.
You know, it's here's the thing I find very interesting about The Cherry Orchard in particular. I have seen, I don't even, countless productions of The Cherry Orchard. I've seen some that are great, and I've seen some that are just truly boring and horrible.
Mm.
So I ask you, the director, do you come to it and say, I can't see how anyone can screw up Chekhov, or do you understand the challenges of how that could be a delicate thing?
Oh, well, how well I understand it is one thing, but I definitely see how it can be delicate. I've seen the same thing. I've walked out on Chekhov.
Yeah.
I've been completely enthralled. It is a kind of a mysterious code to crack. But it is, I hope that we found a way in. You never know until you get to it. I mean, for me, one way to know it is to create an ensemble that can sort of play it for you. So we've worked really much out of an ensemble way approach to it. And hopefully that sort of illuminates the play in such a way that it's not just a bunch of ideas pasted together, but there's actually kind of a through line of life sort of moving through it, a momentum of evolving, unfolding life.
And for you, Nancy, what is that like to bring that to life?
It's been a pretty thrilling process, actually, where we have come together as a group of, how many of us are we? 15?
14.
14 strangers, and we have fallen into the same stream of life that we hope we are conveying on stage. But we certainly are feeling between ourselves.
Mm.
Between each other. Between
mm-hmm. Yeah. And that growing experience that you take place. 12 performances, July 5th through the 22nd, as I mentioned, all part of PS21, the performance space. And that is one of the things, Judy, that's so beautiful about this is the space that they're in.
Right. Well, I think David was saying something about that. You had a perfect idea about the setting earlier, and we were talking about the orchard, because of course PS21 is set, the tent is set in the midst of an old apple orchard, hundreds of old apple trees, and there's, so David, can you remember what you said?
Well, what's wonderful in Act 2, the sun is setting in the orchard, it takes place outside, and last night in rehearsal, the sun was setting just as the character says, the sun is setting, ladies and gentlemen. And right there, you're united completely with the environment. He's looking out over an orchard as he watches the sunset. And in the play, the sun is setting in an orchard.
That's beautiful.
So it's pretty magical.
And it reminds me of, you know, these same David and his company, and with Nancy in the cast, did Our Town a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And you may know that Chatham is a railroad town, and you can never predict when those trains are going to come roaring through and roaring by the tent. And there was a moment in Our Town where somebody says, wait, I think I hear the train from Boston coming now, or the train to Boston, and the train went woo and went by. I met somebody the other day who had been there at that performance. He said, I will never forget that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is something about it, and you do have to endure the cicadas and the birds and the wind and occasional rain, but the audience
endure?
Is dry.
Yes. Oh, nature.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. But,
pesky,
you know.
Nature.
But this, you know, somehow it just adds to the flavor of whatever it is. Everything is sort of, you realize that life takes place in nature, you know, and we're sort of one thing, so you don't really mind Except the bats. But no. There are no bats.
No bats.
Never seen bats.
No. And the geese stay away. The geese are, they hang around, but not during the performances, so don't worry about that.
You know you're trying to sell tickets,
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Seattle. Oh, sorry about that. But these guys are so much fun to work with. I don't know that I understand, but David works in a very special way with his actors, and he does things. I mean, I don't know, not being in the theater world, the kinds of things that he gets them to do. But it's all amazing when it comes together during the performances.
I couldn't believe you've been on, I think, for every season, and I couldn't believe that it's your seventh season for PS21.
Yeah, seven seasons. Is that seven is good luck, you know?
It sure is.
It's like
bats at seven.
That's no. That's right. but I anyway. I could talk, if I have a few minutes,
yes.
I could talk a little bit about the season coming up.
Please.
We've already had three very successful music performances, which we called String Theory, and we had the cello, the klezmer fiddle, and then the Arabian oud. But that, alas, those are finished, so nobody can get in now, but
no,
they were
oud.
Pretty full. But we have, this is an exciting thing for this year, for the first time we have five, count them, five dance companies. And because we realize that dance is one of the things that we do well and that people enjoy, and there's very little else, very little dance in the community during the summer. So we've gone more and more towards dance, and this year for the first time we have five companies. And we are offering, shameless commercial message, but we decided to encourage people to experience all these different types of dance, that we will offer five dance performances for the price of three. So that's like a pretty good deal.
No, that is a great deal.
Wow. So, and I believe that Livia Vanover was here interviewing
yes. yep.
a couple of months ago.
With Alan, yeah.
They are coming back. Vanover Caravan is coming back with their tribute to Woody Guthrie on his 100th birthday. We have Parsons Dance, that's always a sellout, and the seventh season with us. And Parsons Dance is kind of like, almost like a resident company now. And for them, we have put a dance floor in the big barn, the Brown Barn, so that they can rehearse and create dances. And also all the other companies will be able to do that. And we have Take coming back to us with a premiere dance that he's done just for us. World premiere, and we have Jamal Jackson, who's a wonderful dancer from New York, and who's doing African dance, and we have workshops for kids, and we have DVP coming back. You may ask, what is that?
Dances. What is that?
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's dances for a variable population, which means you, me, and everybody in this room could be up there.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the oldest company member is
Nancy,
92.
You and me.
Yep.
You'd be,
you'd be the kids. There's,
that's
there, right.
Man.
And Naomi Goldberg has comes the week ahead and works with a group of local people doing in workshops. And then the ones that want to stay on and be part of the performance do that. And people say that's just amazing because she says everybody can dance.
It is amazing. I want to just direct people for the better part of this month. It's Cherry Orchard at the at PS21, and you can find out more information about the entire season, about the dance, about the special offer, and much more by going to PS21Chatham.org. PS21Chatham.org, and find out more information. Also, give them a call, 518-392-6121. 518-392-6121. And again, Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard through July 22nd. 12 performances, all at 8 o'clock, David, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And I get the perfect time, so the sun will set wonderfully
right on cue.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So don't be late, because you'll screw that all up then. again, Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard and a wonderful season at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century. Their seventh tent season, PS21Chatham.org. Judy, David, Nancy, a delight to see you all. I wish you the best for a beautiful run with Chekhov, and of course a beautiful season at PS21. Judy.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.